Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. The word of the Lord remains forever. This is the word that has been proclaimed to you. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith in the size of mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and will obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to the servant because he did what was commanded? So shall it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are no unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Because the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith. And Jesus answered, "We have to continue to do the will of God every day, every present moment. Do not stop." Many times we thought we have done enough. That Jesus answers, it's not enough. It's important to continuously to fulfill the will of God for each one of us. Everybody is different, but the Holy Spirit is in us. He will give us the light. Go ahead. Don't tell yourself you are finished doing what you have to do. We still continue to do the will of God. It's not always easy, but with the faith of the Lord, we can. So just ask the special grace that we can fulfill the will of God at every present moment.